I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 61 of the Big Homie Shots. We got the homies in the building. You see, we got some new decor. It is motherfucker. How y'all doing? Y'all good?
Yes, sir.
Of course, y'all know. Big homie JoJo with her Puerto Rican flag on.
What it do? Fuck you.
How you doing? Oh, you mad?
No.
You mad? Mm-mm. You want it? You just lost it. Big homie Aaron, what's up?
What's up?
You fresh off the road? What spot did you just...
Tennessee.
You travel more than, you travel a lot, nigga. Damn.
I'm trying to be global. Look.
Okay. You be outside. Are you vaccinated yet?
No. Soon.
Are you vaccinated?
Soon. Right.
I ain't took the time out to get that. I'm gonna get it.
You gonna get it?
I'm gonna get the vaccine.
Okay, well, when you start I know exactly why.
Big homie zombies.
Big homie zombies.
Big homie zombies. What's up? New edition, first time. Skittles.
So, what's up?
How you doing? You good?
Good, good.
You might be the shortest person we've ever had on here.
I definitely am.
How tall are you?
4'9".
Damn. Mm-hmm. Nigga can, like, pick you up one arm. It's just like...
Oh, I love tall niggas.
You like tall niggas?
Yes. Because when 4'9", it's...
Well, you were 4'9", everybody tall.
No. Everybody's a tall nigga. Level of tall. Like, say, like, a nigga's, like, 5'9", 5'10". Like, no. You gotta be, like, 6 foot and up. Like, tall, tall.
I'm tall to you?
How tall are you?
Like, 6'1", 6'2".
No, are you 6'6"? Is you in the 6 feet area?
I'm in the 6 feet.
Real?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, see, that's tall.
Okay, cool. So we're gonna talk. we got the homie Cowboy on the way, allegedly. But anyway, we're gonna get things started, man. We're gonna talk about the porch things that are going on in pop culture and society. And man, we just found out today that big homie Fujiano, the mayor, is going to be in prison for the next 5 years for evading arrest and cutting off his ankle monitor. I'm like, damn, that seems excessive. 5 years? You could kill a nigga and get 5 years for manslaughter.
Facts.
Like, damn.
What all did he do to get 5 years? They just don't like that man.
Hey, cutting off the ankle monitor. Okay,
extend the probation then.
Yeah, extend that. Like, damn, 5 years. I can see, like, okay, dude, 3 months. But damn, 5 years.
That's
half a decade.
They trying to make an example out of him, or they trying to get some money out of him.
Something.
I think it's the money.
Man, I hope he can get that shit lowered, man. Because damn, that shit just seems excessive. You know, I don't see him. The nigga was on the run like a motherfucker. He was not going. I seen him. I was like, damn, we can't even post about this shit. You got to keep this nigga locations at on the low.
Okay.
You know, shit.
They are looking for him.
But they is on your ass.
Facts.
But yeah, man, shout out to the homie Fujiano, Free Fool. Also going on, we saw that Shekinah, one of Tiny's BFFs, claims that she is not BFFs with Tiny no more. Did y'all see that shit?
No, why?
Well, explain the situation, Ms. JoJo.
So, supposedly, she went on live, and she was just ranting like she usually does, talking. And a fan had asked, was she still friends with them? And she said, no, we not friends. It's all love, but no, we not cool no more. That's exactly what she said. But, I mean...
I feel like she be talking too much. Like she,
right.
You might be a little bit too chatty.
Did she say why, though? Like, she didn't give an explanation?
Did she have to? When she went live last time... She had said, oh, y'all must have forgot that because they had a beef. Remember when T.I. had beef with the other girl and she said that he pulled a gun out on her?
Yeah.
Well, Shekinah went on live and was like, you over there telling everybody everything, but did you tell them that they was paying you to fuck them? Or did you tell them that you was paying them?
Damn, T.M. JoJo.
Well, she did say that.
She did say that. We're not making it up.
No, she did. She said that. So, in my mind, it's like, damn, you kind of like making it worse for them because you basically just justifying that's what they did. They getting in trouble for having sex with people, drugging them and paying them and all this. And then you get on live and say, oh, you didn't tell them that they paid you to fuck them too. What? Too, as in also, as in there's truth to it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, I can see why she said I'm not going to fuck with you no more because...
I don't want to have no chatty-ass friend.
Please don't tell my business.
Don't tell... Nah, I take pride in my personal relationships like that. You know, I don't... you know, we in the social media age now that expose you to different type of bitches and shit. You can. I'm glad I ain't none of them women I fuck with off Twitter or Instagram to ever put my business out in the street.
Those are facts, because there's a lot of people out here that are
chatty pants.
Ready to air it out.
But, like, she didn't do it on purpose. She was really trying to have her friend back.
Yeah. I get
it. She was trying to do that, but it just, she just, it didn't come out right. Like, it was the truth.
She could have ignored the question. She could have just went right past the comment.
You talking about which one?
So when the fan asked, like, what's up with you and Tiny, it's like,
she gonna always speak her mind, right. though. You know that.
So if that's the case, then tell the whole story and give an explanation as to why.
Yeah, you can't tell half the story.
Yeah, you can't do it. If you're gonna talk about it, let's talk about it. And 100% through. Don't half-ass talk about it.
You can't, like, I agree with her, like, if you...
But the thing was, is, are y'all friends?
Because at the end of the
day... she's like, no, we not.
At the end of the does that information matter to the people that's watching?
Yeah.
But why y'all not friends?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, but now she's...
The fact that they friends or not, are they friends or not? Like, if you gonna talk about it, talk about it.
Well, now she's gonna have to, because now people seen it, now they wanna know.
Tune in to Big Facts.
Because it's going
allegedly.
No, but like you said, you glad that you're not dealing with a girl that, you know, air your business out on Twitter or whatever. Speaking of that one girl that thought Selena.
Oh, right? Shit.
Yeah, the pass the phone game.
Oh, the pass the phone. Yeah, Selena Powell.
Yes. I'm going to pass the phone to somebody who's still fucking money back. Yo, what?
Yeah, they be,
them hoes be
I'm gonna pass the phone. Who's somebody who's still fucking Tristan Thomas?
And at this point, I believe what she's saying because
we have
her friend. Yeah, she was passing it back and forth.
Her whole little dust ass home girl.
It was literally y'all was literally being messy because y'all was literally just spilling shit.
And then the home girl said something. She's like, I don't want to play anymore.
Because a lot of times, well, I mean, every time they do say or she say something, the person who she talking about always says that bitch is cap. I don't know, because it's a such thing as clout chasing, and that bitch is obviously a clout chaser, because the reason why you doing that is for clout. What are you making that video for? Spilling the tea or whatever. My thing is if it's true, why are niggas still fucking this girl? Exactly.
That's what I've been wondering.
She really must be doing some crazy shit. It's not worth it,
A couple niggas ago, I was wondering, like, why do they
she
still...
Gonna put you on blast.
I mean, I get it. She probably fucking you, your homeboy, your other homeboy, and your other homeboy at the same time, and probably letting y'all shit on her, too. And y'all like that shit. But come on, bro.
They can find a low-key bitch to do that
shit
with.
On her, like, figuratively or literally?
Like, yeah, fuck yourself up.
Odell, that's what she said.
She said that too.
Yeah, she said I'm passing the phone to somebody who Odell let shit on them.
Yes, she did say that.
Somebody,
bitches like her
about
make
Odell
it hard for
likes
bitches.
That. So
say it again.
I've heard rumors that Odell likes that. That's what he's into.
I mean,
I ain't gonna lie. I had a girl. This girl, I was like, you know, just talking to on social media. She wanted. She's addicted. So I had this girl who I was talking to on social media, and she FaceTimed me like late last week, like late at night, probably like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And of course, you know, it's the homie, so I'm gonna pick up and talking shit.
Booty call hours.
Yeah, so you know, we're talking about shit like that and whatever. She was talking about somebody who she used to deal with, and she was like, "Yeah, he wanted me to shit at him, I wasn't really into it. But shit, I really want to pee and shit on you." Like, bitch, what? Why would you tell me that?
Why would you want to do that on somebody in the first place?
But that's what I said. Like, what about me makes you want to shit on me? Why would you want to do that on me?
But if you want to shit on somebody, y'all both going to smell it. That's the issue. Like, that's what I'm saying.
What is the
appeal in shitting on somebody? We need to have somebody.
Let me think. The cleanup is going to be horrible.
I'll get in the shower.
Especially if you got a bad diet. I know I've been eating a lot of greasy shit.
And what if it's like not a solid shit? Now you got shit running off.
Just messy and nasty. The shit's insane.
I know, I can't take too much cheese and dairy and shit, so I had a Little Caesar's pizza over the weekend, and boy, it was like a water fountain down there, like, god damn, that shit was disgusting, and I was like, yo, bitches like this shit?
Is it like, is shitting, like, for a girl to shit, does that turn a man off, like, I know you can't shit in. Okay, it's a natural thing, you know. But say you went over this nigga house, y'all went out to eat. Uh-oh. You had all this damn garlic spinach and Brussels sprouts and shit.
No, you gotta be mindful of what you order in the restaurant. So when you order in the restaurant, you gotta be mindful. Like,
what if you don't know you drinking and then it just and you like?
You gotta know your stomach.
What happened to you, Aaron?
So me and this guy, we went out to eat, and we get back to his, and he stays in a condo, like, so I couldn't just dip out of his house. Like, I had to go downstairs, get let out. My stomach was on fire.
You went to the lobby bathroom?
No, I had to go to his house. Like, we on the couch. My stomach is...
Did you tell him you was taking a shit?
I'll be back.
Wait, so you didn't shit in his crib?
I had to.
Had to.
You had to shit in his
crib. Had to. It was going to come out.
I wasn't even going to make it to the lobby, to the car. It wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to happen. It was vicious. Like,
Was you locked in with this dude? Or was this like somebody else?
Nah, this was like our first time hanging out.
I feel like he found out.
He knew. I mean, I feel like he kind of knew what I was doing in there. I came back,
Did he get the drawers afterwards?
No. Why would I even want,
Right.
Did that kill the mood?
Does it kill a move for the men? Like,
right, if you knew.
We just taking on normal shit. We shit on a regular basis, like, duh. So it ain't, ain't gonna throw us off. But we know, like, deep down that, damn, I just took a shit in this nigga house.
If you knew, like, you texting the bros, like, damn, shorty in the bathroom, blowing it up. This how would you feel?
Shit
in
you gotta go in the bathroom after she used the bathroom. Right. Like, right.
It depends on
how
locked in.
You still gonna try me after that?
It depends on how locked in we are.
Nah, this was new. This was like a new first time.
It'll depend on how horny I am.
So what's the easiest way for a female to kind of like not turn you off? Do they just be like, babe, my stomach hurt? Like, how do we?
I've tried that before.
Or just be like, oh my God, babe, my life.
Meek, what do you think? What do you think, Meek?
It depends on how locked in I am with you. I mean, if my girl say like, yo, if I gotta go to, like, babe, my stomach hurts, let me go to the bathroom. I won't judge her and this type of shit. But if it's somebody I just met, I'm gonna be like, I don't think I want to fuck.
Yeah,
like, I'll be good on it. Honestly. I'll be good on it.
I wouldn't want to shower or not. I'm good.
No, you definitely got to shower. We definitely the shit I like doing. You
the
got shower.
The vibe is off.
You need to clean between them cheeks.
You said you was retiring.
I did say that.
I seen it.
Nah, why I say that?
You said you something was happened. Retiring from eating the booty.
I did say that. But like before my retirement days, back when I was an active player.
So what made you retire?
I don't know, man. I've had those experiences before.
Wow. And you ate her dick and grill.
No, I didn't eat shit. Well, literally, I didn't eat shit. The worst experience I've had was I linked with this chick, of course, from social media age. You know, we take her out to eat or whatever. And I should have known, because this shit happened at the end of the day. So she had been out being an Atlanta tourist the whole day. And she goddamn didn't, like, so we get, no, we get back to the shit and she want to get straight to it. So I goddamn.
Smelling like outside?
Yeah.
Spread the cheeks and it was just like, it smelled like all day in that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She smelled like outside.
It smelled like all day in the motherfucker. I was kidding one of my homegirls.
After shower before you go to a nigga house.
Maybe she was confident in her musk. Like,
how did you bypass that though? Like when you went down there.
How did we escape the situation?
Yeah, like how did you abort mission?
Oh, she knew. You knew. Like, because normally, like, once you spread the cheeks, it's, you straight in there.
Ain't it's a little moist.
Yeah, it's a little. It's like, imagine if you got them, if you moisten your lips up and you got them. Open your mouth, and the saliva that the trails of that's how it looked. It was like trails of moisture between her butt cheeks, and I was like,
"Oh no!"
Let me just close this mouth.
Right.
Like you got
what you do. You was like,
"Never mind." I'm like,
kiss on the butt cheek.
This is not happening today.
But did you have sex though?
No, we didn't do shit because like I felt like she was offended because I didn't put my face in the.
So when she came over, why didn't she be like, "Can I hop in the shower real quick?"
As a woman, I've been in a relationship for 3 years, and if I'm laying in the bed and my man come home, I'm gonna go freshen up.
The best booty play happens after, right after the shower. Nigga be
exactly
freshly showered pussy. The best.
Freshly
shower. Like, I feel like if you don't shower before we do anything, you disrespect it.
Fresh when
you
shower, pussies.
Because the booty is always going to pick up some type of... Thank you for finally.
I wasn't gonna pass it, but I mean, it's the same for niggas. Don't nobody wanna smell no dusty, dirty.
But she showered like before bed. It's still
yeah, even men like.
Cause y'all stink
a little bit. It's bed. Balls
that's what happened?
Soapy, and it's some that's musty.
Balls stink.
Y'all don't like musty balls?
Nah.
Y'all, that's just stink. Like take a shower. Just I don't like musty pussy. Take a shower. Y'all need to take a shower.
But I feel like women do goddamn get the smell of this shit overrated. Cause motherfuckers be like, oh, your shit smell like water. Pussy's supposed to have a little smell.
Yeah.
A little
what,
smell.
Like a, like what? Like
describe it.
Peaches and New Jordan?
Body like odor. Like natural body odor. Like, you gonna smell like, unless you put some shit down there.
That's what I was told.
Like toes? What?
No. I was told, yeah, peaches and New Jordans.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Freshly worn Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh out the box,
Jays. Yeah, okay. Like shit, okay, you just put your feet in to test them real quick. So niggas can deal with that, but if your shit smell like Jordan's after game 7 of the finals, when the nigga shit was bleeding, no, nigga.
You're annoying.
That, no. JoJo, what you got, JoJo?
Oh.
Just tap into your shit. Cause no, you cannot be out here asking niggas to eat your box with no goddamn musty coochie. That is disrespectful. I feel like he tried me.
Somebody
now I gotta swing on you.
For that, though. That somebody so else went for that. That's why she probably
niggas is
it.
Weird. Niggas absolutely go for weird shit. Cause I was with one of the, like, I was sort of kicking one of the homegirls, and I was like, shit, you got all these extra panties right here. Niggas buy these. Niggas is nasty. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so easy to be a woman and make money. Y'all can do anything.
Yeah.
I know a girl that literally sold a piece of shit.
Of her shit?
Yes, for some shit with a comma in it. Oh,
wow. I'm sure that if I, like, took my panties off and put them online...
You ain't tapped into your shit. I be telling you.
Let me sell these
panties.
I'm like,
JoJo, why you don't got no booty pics on your page?
Because I'm not a booty pic type of girl.
Because she ain't got no booty.
I got a little booty. Aww.
You got a little booty on here today.
I got a little.
I'm thinking of you.
I got a little booty. You thicker than all of us combined.
What you got, JoJo?
No, so speaking on making money. All right, does anybody in here have an OnlyFans?
I
have
a secret OnlyFans. I do.
You have an OnlyFans?
Yes.
Okay. And you're a DJ?
Yes.
All right, so I saw online that this girl in high school had an OnlyFans page. And
In high school,
yes. Oof. And she got suspended. She got expelled from school when her principal found out that she had an OnlyFans page.
Wait a minute.
That's wrong.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Why the principal
said how the fuck the principal found out
exactly.
She got an OnlyFans page?
It said principal got word of students' OnlyFans. It didn't say he accessed it or whatever. It just said... He got word that she had one, so he expelled her from school.
That sounds illegal.
Yeah, that's not right to me. What I do outside of high school is my business.
Exactly. I feel like the principal shouldn't have nothing to do with it.
Nothing.
This ain't got nothing. How I make my money ain't got nothing to do with you. I don't know what you do when you...
Exactly.
You probably get off work from being a principal and go to the strip club and start throwing all this money on these naked ass hoes, and we supposed to fire
you. We know they do.
You supposed to get fired because you like to see ass?
These principals getting younger and younger now. You know, they don't stop going to the booty club after they get this principal job.
No, sure. They don't.
It's teacher appreciation week. I know these teachers is being appreciated.
And are. But yeah, so I'm just trying to figure out, do you think being in a certain, like, a line of work or a certain, I don't know, you have a certain, what is it that I'm trying to say, like?
Status, level.
Yeah, of yourself, you're supposed to not do certain like certain things to make money. Like, I don't know what she's doing on her OnlyFans, but I mean, that's her OnlyFans.
I feel like, first of all, we're talking about students. Students gonna do what the fuck they're gonna do. Mm-hmm. So, are we saying that students should also be expelled if they're having sex? Because high school kids be fucking.
Yeah. Right. If they find out that they're having sex, are you supposed to be expelled?
So, if high school, they make a little porno tape in high school, they supposed to be getting kicked out?
Yeah.
I know the crazy shit I did in high school. I sucked a titty in the middle of the hall like right after school ended. She had big ass titties too.
Oh, I'm not going to say who or what, but I just encountered a situation where somebody that was close to me got caught on camera at school sucking a girl titty on camera.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Okay.
But sucking a girl titty on camera, but he didn't get expelled or suspended or nothing like that.
In high school?
Yeah.
Damn.
In high school.
It's different for niggas though. You know, they be judging women and men
all the time.
And boys differently in high school.
Yeah, I mean, because I could see if she was doing OnlyFans and she was like skipping school and fucking niggas in the locker room and then posting it on her OnlyFans.
Because she's bringing it to the school.
Yeah, yeah, now you're bringing it to the school. You know, so I don't know what exactly she was doing, but I just don't think that you should keep somebody from making their money or how they making their money. Like, let her parents handle that shit. You know, who's to say that they knew or they didn't know?
Right, let they be. Didn't know. And now you got to go home and explain, Mom, I'm suspended because...
And that's going to be a whole big issue at the house.
Exactly. So...
And another thing about these principals and these teachers, you see the video of the teachers paddling a student for causing $50 worth of damage on a computer.
Oh, wow.
It's a video paddling, of her paddling like, cars.
Thank you.
Elementary school. She an elementary school student. The teacher had a wooden paddle. Hit the little girl on her butt like 3 times.
A male teacher?
It was a female teacher.
Why does she have a wooden paddle in the classroom?
It's 2021.
Like, come
so,
on.
So, I ain't gonna lie. I got paddled before. Because my mom told them if I did something wrong, then she agrees with corporal punishment. Like, I have to get a sign of a slip.
But, like, your parents gave consent.
Yes. Yeah. But you're saying your parent gave consent, but this is the twist to the story. The mom was the one who recorded the video.
Wait, what?
The mom was in there recording the video of her daughter getting paddled because she said that she wouldn't because the people wouldn't believe her when she said that they were paddling her student. She said she went, they called her to the school. She went to the office.
So the mom wasn't okay with it, but she didn't stop it.
She didn't, exactly.
What the fuck?
Wow. And now she's suing the lady and the school.
Maybe.
She said that she didn't stop it. She said because she walked in the office. They brought her in there. It was just her and her daughter. And she didn't know what, they just told her to come up there and report it. She didn't know what it was about. She walks in there like, yeah, so your daughter, you know, caused $50 worth of damage. And
$50?
These are the consequences.
Right.
And she was like, what are the consequences? She was like, come here. Told the daughter to come here. We're going to paddle her. No, you're not going to paddle my daughter. Yes. Yeah, we are because this is how we do things. So your mom was like, what? So she got the paddle and her comment was, I sacrificed my daughter to show the world what this school is doing behind our backs. That's what she said.
So I want to know what happened when she cut that camera off.
First of all,
because it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to show everybody, but once I turn that record off, I'm going to get up out that chair.
Me.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to get up out this seat, and I'm going to drag the fuck out of you.
But I don't know if
once the camera is cut, all right, I showed the world what I'm going to show the world. Now just me and you in the room.
Do y'all have kids?
I don't.
You don't? No. You don't either? Okay, so I do. I have a daughter. And us. What? Let. I'm not recording shit. I'm not recording
why
a fucking
she did it,
thing.
It made sense.
Yeah, I can see why because
so y'all just
like so now they can keep doing it.
You're gonna prop this camera up. I'm probably gonna get about 10 seconds of footage.
Mm-hmm. And then cut the camera off and then like I said, exactly.
Y'all took a couple pictures and got the business.
Yep.
You ain't about to touch just my
just a little
daughter,
proof.
Son.
So we
nobody.
Get everything we need. We just beat your ass.
Just a little proof.
And I got a little proof.
What would you have done?
I wouldn't have gave a fuck about that camera because I don't... The proof is going to be me beating your ass.
Also, I think...
But if they would have took you to court, you need proof of why did you put hands on this lady? Like, you know what I'm saying? You had to back that up. So having that footage...
But don't schools have cameras?
I'm saying I could have beat her ass and then... But that's the thing. She said that when she went in there, she noticed that it was no surveillance cameras. See? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's
so
what
she started being like...
That's what we got to prop the camera up, find a little spot to prop the camera up, and goddamn just give about 5-10 seconds of footage so niggas know what you're doing. Because shit, if anything, it's a crime of passion.
Because if those are the school rules, imagine if it's a male teacher and a little girl. That means a male teacher can easily take my child to the back room and punish them. That's some weird shit.
That's, it is especially, weird. Especially, like, was this a private school?
Right. No, it makes me think it's like a Catholic school.
No, but that shit happened
something.
To me in school, and I got paddled by a male administrator.
I got,
that just makes me cringe.
I got bad, I got my ass whooped in school, too, but guess
my
what?
My mom would have wore somebody's ass out.
My mom was the one that did the paddling. Hey. My mom was literally a teacher in the school. What? For my first 5 years.
Told me pick a switch,
wow. My mom was the...
Pick a switch and bring it right back.
My mom was the...
the smallest one.
My mom was the speech therapist in the school when I, from kindergarten to... fifth grade.
I know you
was
on your best behavior.
I know.
And when I wasn't?
You wasn't?
Nah, let me tell you the worst thing about being the child of a teacher, mm-hmm. right? Because they're not going to do shit in the school, but it's the, when we get home.
Woo! Even when your whole day.
Oh, they'll never say that.
Oh, my goodness.
You got anxiety the whole
or
day.
Or you get one of these.
What?
That pinch. Oh,
I hate being pinched.
Yo, the pinch, like, she be totally calm.
And you know.
And
like,
you just...
No, it be this one, though.
Oh, my
they
God.
They
give
that's
that
hilarious.
Look.
And then in your head, you're like, oh! And what's worse, like, don't let this happen in the beginning of the day.
Because you're thinking about it.
You're thinking about that shit the whole day.
You got anxiety about, all day.
You're in the cafeteria with your homies. You trying to laugh.
Sweating.
Your friends like, what's wrong with you?
And then don't let it get like 8, 9 o'clock and ain't shit happened yet.
Like,
oh,
it's coming.
Maybe she forgot.
She's coming. Nope. Mama went to get that ass out that shower.
Maybe she forgot. You soon as she's about to shower. Whap.
You thought I forgot,
after dinner,
so you sitting at the dinner table like, I don't even
want to
eat.
You be nice
like,
as shit the whole day.
You'll wash the dishes, you'll do everything.
Fresh out the tub, my mom will wait till the end of the night. Fresh out the bathtub.
You thought I forgot.
So you cry yourself into sleep.
My grandma did that to my little brother, his shit, like last year. He was acting up, talking about he was like skipping class. So she came up there. And she don't get out the bed for nothing. She older. So I guess he's 17. He not going to class. He outside in the hallway giggling and shit. My grandma going there. They like, Miss Phillips, you can't whoop him. She's like, no, I want to whoop his little ass. I want a room with him, 101. They was like, no, Miss Phillips. They was like, why you want a room? She was like, I just want a room with him, 101, me and him. And he's shocked. And she was like, he was just standing there. He wasn't saying shit. And they would not give her a room. So she had to leave out. She's like, I'm going to fuck you up when you get home. And he got his ass toe up. And he forgot about it. She called him while he was lacking. I'm like, yeah, they don't forget.
Yeah, I done, there's been some crazy experiences with parents in school.
Like, you crying before the whooping start. Mm-hmm.
That was me.
I was crying before it started, trying to get myself out of it.
Got, with y'all cousins, y'all ever got a group whooping, y'all got to line up?
Like, my grandma was giving me the truth, and my mom was gonna give me
for real. Yes.
Do y'all believe in corporal punishment?
Yeah, I was just about to say, y'all think the whoopings work?
No. It was a somebody.
I'm gonna do the same shit next week.
Oh no, she was from Real Housewives or something like that, I think. And she was saying, "Let's get rid of corporal punishment. Let's normalize whooping our children." Do y'all think that growing up whoopings helped you, or you think that you could have learned your lesson without getting your ass beat?
I'm gonna say it like this: for me, whoopings made me. It was like. Be smarter about the shit that I was doing. Just don't be sloppy about it.
Did it make you fear your parents?
Just let me learn it. Just don't get caught. Be smarter about how I plot shit out. But
yeah.
I feel like for me, whoopings worked.
Well, my mom got lazy. Like, my moms, my aunties, everybody. Our older siblings, we all got whoopings. We all got spankings. The younger ones never got whooped. So, I don't think...
And they worse.
Moving forward, I don't really think it's a thing anymore. Like, I don't know if I'm going to whoop my kids. Yeah, they get tired or something. Like, wait, where have I... I got my ass beat when I was a kid.
I'm an only child, so maybe she didn't get tired. It was just me.
Oh, you was always the
only child. Yeah, I'm only child. So, she didn't get tired.
Yeah,
that's my little brother. He called grandma. She got older, but back then, early 2000s.
My sister has never got a whooping in her life. Never.
How old is she?
She's 19 now.
Oh yeah,
she never got a whooping.
Blessed.
Well, see, I was one of those kids. My mom used to beat my ass. I just had a smart mouth. I wasn't really a bad kid.
I believe it.
I had a smart mouth. I wouldn't stop talking. It got to the point to where she'll say something, I say something back. She's like, you ain't always got to say something back. And I'm like, but I'm not saying nothing back.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah. But when you ask why? Still, because I said so, but why'd you say it so? Pop! And I'm like, oh, come on, man.
I'm telling you, my mom grabbed my lips.
Y'all get it from them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I never really got whoopings. I was the type of... all the time. I was the type that take my phone, don't let me go to practice, let me miss that game. My mom took my whole cable box out my room.
Ooh.
Like, that type of shit.
Do you think that hurt more than the whooping, right?
Hell yeah, because I'm like, okay, you whoop me. Oh, it's over with. I'm mad. Yeah. I'm going to my room and start kicking shit. And then I get
the best nap of your life.
When they take away your phone, your activities, are you not going to that damn game either?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, come over here. Shit, while we're in the game, come on over here, meet you eating that Buckhead seafood.
Cumberland.
What?
I was at Cumberland. Oh, Cumberland? Yeah, it was trash. I just got something.
Meek, you need your ass whooped.
Okay.
I was a good kid. It's just the baby. Boy, he's bad. That
you're
generation.
You're a Pisces. You're bad.
Yeah. I got choked with grades. That's what my
whole me too.
I was the kid that didn't want to come home when they passed out the report card.
Where'd you hide it?
I'd try to put that shit in like an attic, or I wouldn't put it in my room.
The attic.
My mom would find out.
Let me tell you what you do.
What?
You hide it inside the pages of a dictionary. A big, fat, thick dictionary. You hide it inside the pages. It just blend in. But ain't nobody going to look for that shit.
I was like 6 or 7.
Your mama going to know.
She's going to find out.
I was 6 or 7 forging signatures. Yeah. I was forging them daily reports.
See, I didn't do that. Like you said.
Again, my mom was a teacher. So she knew what the motherfucker.
Dude, you had it like, how did you like, I know you was acting up, though. I just see, you seem like the type that was getting your ass.
No, I was chubby and lame in elementary school.
So you was like...
I didn't get popped until high school.
You was acting up in high school more?
Oh, yeah. I was sucking titties in high school.
Shaking
it was kind of hard to get away with your report card because they knew it.
But like, they can't...
But how they know, though?
Because they knew his report card. They all...
Nah, some of them did it. But now they can't because that shit is digital. That should come to the email.
Oh, yeah,
it's over with.
Because I remember trying to beat the answer machine home.
You got to forward a call to your cell phone.
Like, because they'll say she missed period 3, period 4, period 5. They're going to tell all the
teams. I got in trouble, too, for my grades. I try to forge my mama's signature. She had the most difficult damn signature on purpose. Like, there's no way anybody can forge her signature, and she knew it. She'll look at it and be like, that wasn't me.
My dumb ass was trying.
I started forging my dad.
My dumb ass was trying to actually look at it, try to like Crabby draw that shit, right? Like, try to draw that shit. Right. Hell no.
Trace it over top.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
It looked like a nigga did that shit.
Me too. But my mama was not having that shit.
Yeah, my girl was not having that.
And then when she saw anything with my dad's signature on it, she knew it was forged because she like, he ain't got nothing to do with this school shit. I take care of this school shit. So what the fuck?
Doing good times though. That's crazy, fucking addict. They can get away with anything.
Anyway, let me get to the next topic on this motherfucker. So I got a question, right? So say you got them ladies, y'all dating a nigga, y'all talking to him. You know, women don't be wanting to get a coochie up too early. So would y'all be upset if the nigga that you talking to get the coochie elsewhere while you got them making up your mind if you want to give us a coochie or not? Cause I'll be on a date and you know, hopefully you bless me with some coochie crumbs. But shit, if you not, am I wrong for getting the coochie from somebody else?
Same night type shit, like, okay.
You're not
damn.
My nigga.
Damn, all right, you going in the house and not getting no coochie? All right, well, shit, let me goddamn hit Tina up. Let's see if I can get some coochie from Tina.
Why would it be a problem if you're not my nigga and I'm not your girl?
But, like, we talking, like, say it might be, like, not date one or two, but, like, say
but
we...
But y'all dating.
We're going out. We haven't, like, solidified it yet.
Okay, how many dates y'all done
with? Let's say it's, like, the third or fourth date and you ain't give me no coochie.
Maybe she just don't want to give you none, so maybe you're right then. Just go do your own thing. I don't want to find out about it. Are you trying to?
Why does it matter?
Other girl?
No, we're not trying to know. She just
slide on her like you ain't giving.
She just the one that's available. But like,
what if you hit?
But
if I'm saying inspired. Now I'm out the mix because you like her box and you like fuck her.
Who fault that is?
So
I mean yours because you was being impatient.
So hold on, wait a minute. So because. I'm respecting you and not forcing you. I'm not goddamn putting pressure on you because I actually like you. I'm not putting that because normally when niggas just want the coochie and they're not getting the coochie, they're going to dip. But if I'm on date two or three and I ain't got no coochie yet and I'm still here, obviously I like you.
So,
but a nigga still got needs.
If I'm talking to a guy, we talking, we went on a couple dates, and I like him and I know he like me, but I ain't ready to go there with him, and I find out that he has sex with another girl, I'm going to be good on him.
What the fuck?
Hold on, wait, let me finish, though. I'm not going to tell him, don't go fuck another bitch. I'm not going to tell him that because I get it. I know that I'm not giving you none, and you're a nigga, you're going to want to fuck. So, I get it. But if I find out, I'm going to be good on you because women are jealous. Women are possessive.
Delusional.
And I'm special. I'm special, so you can't wait on me. You want to go and fuck another bitch? Then go ahead and do that then. Don't worry about coming back over here. You want us to go ahead and do that? Then do that.
And I'm going to do what I got to do. What you going to go do anyway? Mm-hmm. It's like, man,
if I really like you.
If you really like me, then you'll wait.
I got to wait.
That's just like if you're in a relationship with a woman who's celibate or not celibate. What's
abstinence, whatever.
Yes. If you like that person, you will be willing to wait. I don't want to tell you, okay, look, I'm celibate, and you be like, okay, and then you're willing to deal with me, and then come to find out, or wait on me, then come to find out, I found out you done fucked Sarah, and now I'm pissed off, because I'm like, well, goddamn. I wasn't good enough for you to wait on me?
Because you're going to double back to Sarah, really, honestly.
Exactly, so now that I know that I'm not special enough for you to wait on me, I'm good on you. That's just that. That's me.
Skittles, you agree with this shit?
I'm over here quiet because I'm very territorial. I don't even play that shit. So, I don't even play that shit. I'm a Scorpio. I don't play that shit.
Let that man get some yams in.
No, you got me fucked up. So, let me tell you something. Because on the third, fourth date, in my mind, we go together. You just, this my penis. We in a relationship. We go together. Period.
I'll be on that shit after the first date if I like you.
Period. Me too. Yeah. We go together after the first date. And we go together. Hey, boyfriend.
Cut them all the fuck off. Especially if I see making some subliminal posts on your IG story. Who this about?
Who you talking about?
Who this about?
Okay.
Who these lyrics for?
Period. That's what I'm saying.
So flip it.
Very territorial.
If you find out a girl that you was fucking with didn't want to give you none, but she don't want to give you none because she really like you and she want.
Don't do that shit. Women love doing that shit. Go ahead, finish the scenario. I know we about to go, but finish the scenario.
She likes you, y'all dating, she likes you, but she don't want to give it up too fast because in her mind she really wants to, you know, want you to know her and like her for more than just her pussy, right? But then she got a nigga that be blowing her back out, and she like, fuck it, I want to get one off, so I'm finna go and let this nigga blow my back out.
Because low-key, I've not been in that situation before, too.
Motherfucker, right? I kill all y'all.
I ain't even married.
So you gonna make, listen, you gonna make the nigga you like wait because you don't want to look like a hoe, exactly. But you want to let this other motherfucker that you don't give a fuck about, both them niggas want pussy, but the nigga that don't give a fuck about you gonna get a pussy?
The thing is, who said that the nigga don't give a fuck about?
He's still getting...
There is one guy that every female knows that if I need some dick, he gonna give it to me and he gonna give it to me right and I ain't gotta worry about shit. I ain't gotta worry about no feelings. I ain't gotta worry about no emotional shit. Like, I can just go get my back broke and then come home and go to sleep. It's true. So don't say that, oh, you gonna let this nigga that you don't give a fuck about fuck you and then not let me fuck you and not care about you.
Bitch, I love you.
That's the reason.
I love you.
No, that's
the reason. I will eat your ass with no shower and you out here goddamn.
That's the reason why. Because if she fucking with you and she, like, I mean, she probably got some bomb ass pussy and it make a nigga go crazy and she just don't want to put that on you.
I want that pussy.
I love that.
Some niggas can't handle the pussy sometimes.
And you gonna give it to the
the nigga that you've been fucking constantly, that's your constant dick, that you know that
it's scary,
he's had it multiple times before, and you know that he ain't gonna trip out on that pussy, and you give it to him, and you can go home and be comfortable. Yes,
but you love me.
That's toxic.
You fucking toxic.
That's toxic.
What?
That's toxic as fuck.
Because you're fucking on somebody with no emotional attachment while you have someone that's trying to have an emotional attachment with you. You don't want to give him no pussy. Like, this nigga trying to actually make you his girlfriend.
So why would I
so
fuck
So what
with
I'm
her,
saying is, I'm not saying none of that shit is right. What I'm saying is I'm just trying to flip
it.
I'm trying to flip it because you trying to say, oh, y'all gonna do that?
No.
Why?
You're
not
giving
us... No, listen, this is what you said. You said, what? I can't go out and get the pussy from nobody else and you're not giving it to me? And I just gave you the same scenario and you just said, bitch, if you go out and get that dick from somebody else, I'm gonna beat your ass. Well, what the fuck?
I didn't say I'm gonna beat your ass, I said I'm gonna kill you.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
You want clouds or angel wings? Which one?
Listen, I'm not saying that any of that shit is right. That shit does happen. That shit is true. Scenarios like that happen all the time. Women do that, just like men do that. It is what it is. Is it right? Nah.
I'm saying, but what I'm saying is, you're specifically holding out on the pussy because you like this nigga. So if you want
a defense mechanism, though,
if he want, like, if that nigga horny, I'd be a horny ass nigga after some dates. Like, shit, if we all got damn connecting this shit,
but
and you got this
big old...
Why
you claim me as your girlfriend and tell me we in a relationship and put a title on it, then I give you the pussy?
I'm just saying, though, 3 days into a date and you feeling somebody, okay, y'all feeling somebody. That doesn't necessarily mean that I want to give you my pussy.
True.
Why? Because my pussy is valuable. Okay, I'm not gonna just be you get pussy, because I'm going out on 3 dates with all these different niggas. How do I know on the 4th or 5th date you gonna do something to blow me? And I'm like, damn, I done wasted my pussy on this nigga.
Yeah.
Now I gotta go fuck another nigga. Women don't wanna do that.
You got that
same
dick that you can just fuck, and then if I fuck you and that shit go left, it's like, I wasted time, and like you said, I gave my valuable pussy away.
Right, exactly. Why did I give him the damn pussy?
Like,
nigga, I'm telling you, y'all don't understand.
It didn't have
men,
a big one snapping.
Men flip real fast when you give them some cooch, okay? You give them some of that cooch.
That's why you don't give cooch right away.
Exactly. You gotta watch these niggas. You gotta see these niggas are crazy. Niggas act like they so sweet and charming, and I just want to pay all your bills.
Then once you give them the pussy,
I want to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as you give them the pussy, it's like it could go either way. It could go, okay, I'm good. I just was winding down to you, so I get the pussy. I'm good on you. You gotta deal with that.
You know that same night though.
You gotta deal with that.
You know the same day after you give a nigga some pussy, you know. By that next morning or that next day, if he really fucking with you,
how you know?
Because I ain't gonna hit you up. Honestly, that's
after
me.
You give us a pussy.
No.
I'm gonna text you soon as I get home.
You gonna make sure I made it home. Yeah. First thing in the morning, you on my line. Like, if not, I feel like you don't fuck with me, and I wasted my pussy. I'm mad.
Either way.
But now I know that. Well, your mind game is me knowing. Like, okay,
you play mind games.
You're not smart enough to do mind games.
No, if I hit her after I hit, I'm not about to. I'm gonna make sure she got home. Whatever the case may be. Whatever the situation is, but I'm not about to blow her line up. Like, I'm not going to hit her. I'm going to wait, like, a day or two.
Nah.
Yeah, so if she got some foul pussy, you're going to be blowing her shit up.
You going to wait a whole day? I just gave you some pussy. You ain't going to talk to me for 24 hours.
You see this ass?
You liable to be.
You got to say good morning.
Yeah.
Like, good morning.
Not even good morning, but just like,
there we go. We can leave that
good morning. But I'm not about to.
But you saying good morning.
But I'm saying, we talking about somebody that you really like.
Oh, really like?
Yes.
Let's just be honest. Everybody playing games, even with somebody that you like.
Yeah.
Only because in your mind, you thinking that they on some shit.
Yeah.
So whole time you trying to defend yourself on they bullshit.
And they trying to defend themselves.
Exactly. So y'all just being bullshit with each other until y'all can finally just be like, okay, look.
Look our story real.
Let's not be on no bullshit.
So who wins?
Because, I mean, it's facts.
Somebody gonna get hurt.
Motherfuckers be on bullshit. But like I was saying, you got to deal with different niggas when you give up your pussy on the first date, okay? Like, I understand men be like, well, why you can't fuck me on the first date? Like, and the women be like, because I'm a hoe. No, you may, or because you think I'm a hoe. That's not it. It's just, we don't want to have to deal with the bullshit that come afterwards. Like I was saying, one, I could be fucking with you, I could like you, and I give you pussy, and then you stop fucking with me. Okay, now I have a problem, now I'm going to want to beat your ass.
Exactly.
Two, I can give you the pussy, and then you end up being a fucking crazy, psychotic ass nigga. And three, you could be a fucking crazy, psychotic ass nigga. Now I gotta watch what I post and watch where I go and look at my people, see if you trying to pull up and shit like that. Like, there are crazy ass niggas out here. The shit can go either way. So when a woman decides not to give it up on the first date, it's not because she's gonna think you think she's a hoe. It's more to it. It's like, I need to know who you are before I just give you this shit. Because a lot of niggas can't handle it. Right. If you got some fire shit, I'm telling you niggas will go cuckoo.
You got some fire shit? You got a kid, so yeah, your shit knocking. Niggas like, fuck, we about to add to the population tonight.
I mean, because I'm sure that on first dates, women, they want to fuck. Like, come on, it's 2021. It's not, we're not ashamed.
Women want to fuck. They just don't
want to fuck. We're not ashamed of fucking you on the first. Like, we grown. It's sex. It's just sex, babe. It's just sex. I get it. So, if that's what they decide to do, then that's just what they decide to do. They told themselves in their mind, am I going to be able to deal with the consequences after giving this nigga this pussy on his first date? And what's it going to come with? Because, like I said, it could go either way. A nigga can fuck with you more heavily or not. I've been in a situation before where I was talking to a guy, and he just, all he was doing was, I never asked for any of this shit, but he was giving me money, he was buying me stuff, he was paying my bills, shit that I never even asked for. I didn't ask him for none of this shit. He just was doing it.
Where you find him at?
Girl. But I never had sex with him, and I just ended up just cutting it off with him. But the reason why I didn't is because I'm just thinking in my mind, you doing all this shit for me
without it.
I'm scared to give it to you. I'm scared. Now, I have some friends.
So this nigga was doing all this good shit for you, and you was scared to give him pussy?
Yes.
But sometimes it's like, what's your motive? Because
I don't like to feel like you're trying to buy me, first of all. So I was already turned off.
What?
That's me.
How do you make you feel like he was trying to buy you?
Because
by doing nice shit for you? But if a nigga didn't do nothing.
It's just a difference. It's a difference. The difference is if all you have to offer are gifts and money, I don't really like that, because you're trying to buy me with these materialistic things. You're trying to give me this and give me this and give me this, but I don't really even know who you are. But you giving me all this shit for what? You don't even know me like that for you to be giving me this shit. Thanks. Now, I don't know what's in your mind. So if I decided to give you some pussy, I don't know where it could have went. My friends over here telling me, bitch, he probably would have bought you a house and a car. Then my other friends over here talking about some, bitch, he would have killed you.
Ooh.
He gonna kill you, bitch, if you give him some. Because I don't understand why he even giving you all these gifts in the first place. I don't either, friend. I don't either. But I'm scared to give him the pussy because he gonna lose his mind.
Or maybe he just gonna
let
just
that man get
hit,
let that man get some
along.
Yams.
Maybe he just wanna hit me, then he'll be like, I got what I needed. Yeah.
I was gonna say that too. You could be dealing with somebody who, like, a guy will do whatever it takes to get some pussy. For instance, he could have been doing that just to get the pussy. Like, I'm gonna just buy this, give her this, and give her this, give her this, give her this. Yes, give me the pussy. Yo, okay, no, I still didn't get it. Okay, I'm gonna keep doing it.
Now it's different type of niggas, right? You got the niggas that have unlimited funds that can spend whatever, but you have the niggas that may not have, they have limited funds, but they have unlimited time. So the niggas that have limited funds, if they spending a lot on you, they expecting to get something in return. But the niggas that have unlimited time, shit, they just spend time with, but they don't got that much money. Either way, niggas are spending shit and hoping to get a return on.
No,
nigga
exactly.
Like me.
That's the thing. That's the reason why us women, we know that everything you doing is for the pussy. Oh, I like you. Nigga, want some pussy.
Nigga, everybody wants pussy.
Right, so we know that. So going into a date, when we go into our first date and we sitting there.
Niggas not gonna get offered no pussy. Like, I don't want it. I want to wait.
I know, but you gotta understand, we know that. And so,
because pussy's great, that's why.
Shit, good as hell.
But us as women know that y'all want the pussy. Even if we going on one date, the first date, the second date, third date, we know that y'all want the pussy. The thing is, do you deserve this pussy? And how you gonna act after you get this pussy? That shit fucking matters. So those two things are reasons why bitches put timelines on their pussy, because they need to figure out, like, what type of nigga you are and what type of shit you own.
It makes sense.
Are men able to be fully loved without being able to provide? Can you love a nigga?
Can they love you or can we love them?
Can you love them?
Without them being able to
provide. Yeah, in general.
If it's genuine, of course.
Sound real problematic in here. What y'all? Skittles?
It depends. Different strokes for different folks. Some people, to them, love means pay my bills, look out for me. But if you can't, you don't love them because you can't pay your bill.
I like that answer. Skittles.
I mean, I tried it when I was younger. That was some stupid ass shit of me. Like, now that I'm, like, older and more mature, I look back like, Skittles, what the fuck was you thinking? Like...
So you can't love a nigga without...
I tried it for a very long time.
And what happened? What happened?
They ain't together no more.
Right! Like,
there you go right there.
How do I say it? It was like I was the nigga with money in the relationship. It put a bad taste in my mouth. Honey, trying to provide for yourself, a whole nother human being... after a while, you kind of snap into reality like, oh, I don't like it here. This ain't it. Especially when there's, I'm not trying to be funny, but there's niggas out in the world that are the opposite. Thanks. And are, you know, got everything together. And, yeah.
So if a nigga ain't got shit going on, is it possible for y'all to, for him to matter, basically?
You can love him. That don't mean you want to be with him.
Like I said, I've tried it before, so I can actually speak from the, like, have... Try and love a nigga.
Well, let's take the relationship aspect out of it. What about just talking about this strictly as like somebody that, you know, you may interact with on a daily basis? Like, say, like a daddy or cousin or goddamn, you know, just anybody like that. Can you love a nigga that is not providing? Like,
can you love a nigga that's not providing for his kids?
What if he trying, but shit just not working?
It's a difference.
He working at it.
It's a difference.
What's the difference?
At least he's working on it.
Okay, so he working at it, but shit not connected. Because it take a while for shit to connect. Shit don't always connect. I don't think... that's a different topic. We can get into that next. But nigga trying. Activate the hookah, man.
It's difficult. It's like...
Y'all don't answer this question.
Because can men love a woman that ain't got shit going on? Hell yeah.
No, you can't.
Yes, it happens all the time.
Some men can, but some men are going to ask,
what
do you bring to the table?
That's not doing that. They not doing that.
It's 2021.
I don't know. No nigga that got all their shit together, that's...
That one of bitch just out here playing.
Yeah.
You just cute. Mm-hmm. Girl, you cute. What else?
Yeah, I don't know none.
It's true.
You just cute.
It's still hard finding a nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
That can even match what you got to your
Because
table.
The just cute market is oversaturated. That's why. There's too many women out here that are just cute.
Yeah.
It's tired.
Yeah.
Like, people think that is like the key to success now. Okay, I just get a BBL, you know, some 360 lipo?
You don't understand
everybody
how many
got
times
a nice
I'd have met a guy.
Right,
everybody
cute. Yeah. Like,
they're not going to cut it. Yeah,
Atlanta,
y'all.
Atlanta, every girl got a business, can make money. Like, what else? What's next?
What you about to say?
I was going to say, you don't understand how many times I done met a nigga who be like, that says I have a lot going for myself because I know how to... Because I'm domesticated. I can cook. I clean. I handle business. Like, I do shit properly. Like, and I'm just like, I just do normal shit. Why are you so impressed? You don't understand how many girls out here that can't cook. You don't understand how many girls out here don't clean up. You don't understand how many girls, like, and I don't understand. Because how I was raised and my generation, I guess, was raised differently. So, I guess, like, you're right. There are a lot of girls out here that's just cute. But guys don't want to just marry a girl that just got that's just cute, mm-hmm. you know. But to answer your question, though, because I didn't answer it, I feel as if you can love a man who's not providing. Yes, you can love them. Because love is love. You can't control who you love. I get that. But in my mind, after a while, I need a man to keep up with me and my mentality and my work ethic.
Equally yoked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
I agree with that.
If you out here and I love you, but you ain't got no ambition, like, there's literally nothing I can do for you. I can try to make you the best man you can be. I can fill out all the resumes for you. I can do all this and this and that, but if you're not trying to do it, I can't be with you, because in a relationship, I need a man that's gonna equal up to me at least. Like, I need somebody that's gonna be a provider, and I don't know, maybe like that's how I was raised. My father, he was a provider. My mom was a provider as well, but my dad went out and he did the most of the work, mm-hmm. you know. And my mom held the house down. And she raised all of us.
Sidex.
And, you know, and I could do that with my man. Like, if he, you know, if he goes out.
I know about your nigga now.
If he goes out and he provides. If he goes out and he provides, I'm going to do what I need to do as a woman. Some people may say it's not a woman's job or whatever. They may not feel like a woman should do that. But I'm going to have what I got going on in my career, as well as holding the house down and holding him down as well. So, yeah, like, if some of my responsibilities are to be in the house and to raise the kids and to make sure they get good grades and to make sure they go to practice and to make sure they get up for school, cook breakfast, cook dinner, if that's what I'm supposed to do and I get money over here, then I need you to bring in some more money. That way we can live comfortably.
Yeah.
There's things I want to do in my life. I want to travel. I like to eat good. I love to eat.
We see.
I love food.
Seafood, shawty.
I love food. So if I want to eat good and take these trips and all of that, then and I gotta stay in the house and raise these kids, then the money gotta come from somewhere.
Right. Yeah, I think niggas gotta get over it. Like, nigga, relationships don't just run on love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because I like you, just because I like you a lot. Men and women gotta realize that shit. Like, I feel like. And this shit might hurt some people's feelings at watching this shit, but I feel like you shouldn't be in a relationship if you're broke. I feel like you should also not be having kids if you're broke.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that too. And my mom told me this before. You know, I love hard. So if I...
What the fuck does that mean?
That means I will put you before I put myself.
You give your all.
I will put whatever...
Oh, so you're stupid.
Whatever it is, that's what love and heart is. Like, I'm going to put my man before anything. Like, whatever he need, I'm going to make sure he got that. Whatever it is. So my mom knows that. And so me being in relationships, sometimes I would be in a relationship and maybe his qualities weren't all the way together. Or maybe he was broke. Or something just off. But I love him. I will stay with him. And my mom used to tell me all the time, you know, you can always grow to love somebody. Mm-hmm. You can grow to love somebody. So if you have somebody that you cool with, you cordial with, that got something going on that can match your level of energy and ambition or whatever, they're ambitious, you can grow to love them.
I feel that. Yeah. I feel that.
Money mm-hmm. comes and money goes. I think it's about where your head is at. Because if you meet somebody and they just out here la-di-da-di playing, and you're just like, okay, because, I mean, I'm pushing 30. So now it's like, what's really good? Like, mm-hmm. what can you really offer me that if I'm fucked up, you got me. If you fucked up, I got you. Like,
right, because
we can piggyback off of each other to make each other better.
Right. Like, people are trying to get married. At this age, people are trying to get married. They're trying to find a husband. They're trying to find a wife. They're trying to find a partner. Personally, don't want to date somebody who don't have a lick of provided in them at all. Mm-hmm. Because in my marriage, I need somebody that's going to do that. I need somebody that's going to... because a marriage is like a business. Like
it
a
is.
Business.
No, it's not. It's not like a business. It is a business.
It is. Exactly.
Marriage is not. Niggas be niggas mad when I say that shit. It's 100%
just,
business.
I love you. You love me. It's way.
Yeah. Marriage is not. Like, marriage is not. I like you a lot.
It's not.
Marriage is we gonna get these tax papers filed together.
We gonna make this money together.
If something happened to me, you're gonna be the person that makes the decisions.
Exactly. Can I trust you? Can I trust you with my money? Can I trust you with my life? Can I trust you with this?
Because if you just on some I like you a lot shit and something happened to your partner, and you're not gonna be able to make no decisions.
I mean, look at the people who get married. I'm sorry, hold on, let me say this. Look at the people who get married, the older men who get married, these young women who about to die, and they like, take his ass off life support now.
Yes, end that nigga now. It's over with. I own all this shit now. What are you about to say, me?
I was saying, like, I think it go hand in hand, like, with some niggas, like, nowadays, you gotta be more than just looking good, because if you can't think, some niggas want, like, okay, if I'm providing, I need my woman, like, yo, what decision shall I make on this? Mm-hmm. If the nigga always, because I got a homeboy, I got a lot of homies that's in relationships. They like, bro.
You in a relationship?
Women are important when it comes to a man, and he's trying to
beat your ass.
No, she ain't be mine.
She gotta be business oriented.
Yeah, like some.
So keep him organized.
Yeah, like some men, like me, I ain't gonna lie.
Men ain't got you can help a nigga get some paper.
I ain't gonna lie. I need structure. Like, because I can provide, but I don't need a girl that don't know anything. Like, I need you to, like, I'm not saying you got to bring.
Take.
Yeah, right. Just, if you take it from me, like, bro, I don't mind providing, but you're not about to just take everything for me and I got to do it. It's my job. Don't try to throw that shit in my face. Oh, but you a man, you supposed to do that. I know what I'm supposed to do as a man, but when it comes for me to make a decision and I'm, like, unsure of it and I have to ask you and you don't. I don't know.
I feel like right
you
now.
You gotta be more.
I feel like people are.
That mean that bitch slow.
I feel like people. I feel like people are. We're making, like right now, we're at a different stage in life where we are making different gender roles to what our parents and grandparents grew up.
What
on.
You mean?
Not really.
Let me say this. I feel like yes, niggas do need to provide. You need to provide for your household, but at the same time. Women can provide and give input on what's going
that's
on as well.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying when it's different. Because but a lot of women think, oh well, you're just supposed to provide and I'm just supposed to sit here.
It's not like that anymore.
Yeah. This shit is different. Yeah. So if we're dating, yes, I take all that shit to like, can I afford this relationship? Mm-hmm. You have to be able to afford relationships now. Mm-hmm. Point blank period.
Sure. That's why some guys with money, a lot of money that's in the industry, whatever the case may be, they may find them a bitch who's slow and just look good and a yes, like, yes, sir, okay, I'll do that, a yes, man.
But those niggas are being run like businesses anyway because they have so many other things going on. They may already have an assistant.
But that's what I was going to say. I was going to say that even then, if you're marrying them, you still want them to come up with something. That's why all the time when you see women who just look good, Instagram models, and now all of a sudden, now they selling hair. Or now they got a boutique. Or now, yeah, because your nigga wasn't finna just sit there and just be like, oh, just take all my money. No, bitch, you look good. You ain't got shit going for yourself. Here goes some money. Figure it out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I got a question on, let me piggyback off that. So let's say you do get in a relationship with somebody, and they all they do is look good, and they may be a social media influencer, but they just got their famous rocks. So let's say y'all get in a relationship, you put them in a business position, and they fuck the business up. 100%.
Not business oriented.
Is that grounds? Is that grounds for ending the relationship?
Yes.
If you serve them up a business on a silver platter,
or
all the initial capital from goddamn buying the hair, marketing, promotion, all that shit. You serve them all that shit up, and they fuck it up.
That bitch gotta go.
I'll give them another chance.
You need to sit down and have a serious...
Why you getting in a relationship with a bitch that's not business-minded? She already
because
fucking
some
up.
Niggas, they try. I know men that they try so hard to make their woman a boss, but it's
you
not
can
in her.
You can take
her
horse
like,
to the water, but
her.
You can't make no horse drink.
It ain't in you.
Can't make no horse drink.
I don't think it's grounds for like, okay, the relationship is over, but she definitely, there's something need to happen. But he needs a teacher. Shit, he put her that's in that position, say, but what yeah. made her
that, in that's a qualification that a grown woman should come with already.
Yeah.
Shouldn't nobody have to teach you that? You should already come with that. Just like as grown as adults, we know our ABCs. That's something that we know off the rip.
Yeah.
A woman should know
that. We say that, but there's also things that I feel like men should know too, but absolutely. Women have to raise their asses too because niggas like don't be knowing. Just a lot of different shit, like what to do and what not to do in a relationship. What's, yeah, like communication or let me know what you're thinking or this is not acceptable. You can't do that. Like, yes. No. Why would you think you can do that? You can't do that.
But those things,
oh, I thought that was okay.
It's money not. Involved, though. When we're talking about those things,
yeah,
those
if are I things. Put, if I put $500,000 into your business.
I know.
Yeah, you
know,
it's not
tried true. His best. He started his girlfriend hair business, this, and this. But told me on the back end, like, she not really even business-oriented, you know, ain't nobody really gonna buy this shit. But he's trying his best to help her and build her up. But really, at the end of the day, she can't make no moves without him as a backbone.
Yeah.
Because she's not that woman. Some women are meant to just work their 9-to-5, take care of home. They may not be business-oriented, but they may be able to stay at home and hold it down in a different aspect.
Yes.
I feel like it's 2021,
that's
so
cool.
Yes.
It's different now. So men want, everybody wants, like, yeah, my girl a boss. My girl can do A, B, C, and D. She don't just go to
everybody
work.
Not, everybody not want, Jada.
Men not like
right.
that either.
But
everybody not Jada.
That's true.
Everybody don't want that either, though, that woman who's a boss or some men do not want that. Some men do want that woman that they can keep at the house and not do shit and be dumb. They want a dumb bitch.
But isn't a part of that, like, them being able to easily control? Because I've heard women say that
like,
shit.
It is, because when a bitch got her shit together, you got to come differently.
I know
I can do this without you. I know my business can do A, B, C, and D.
Like, you got to step.
Yeah.
So what else can you provide for me then?
Because
I had a guy who was in the industry. And I do radio, whatever. Well, I'm in the industry. So, yes, I know a lot of niggas in the industry. And he wanted me to quit my job and move in with him. For what?
And it's like, and do what?
And do what, sir? What you want me to do?
Move in with him. Shit. He was
continue
pretty,
doing your own thing.
This was a long time ago. No, he
and
wanted
he
me to
want
quit
to
my job.
Quit
yeah,
okay.
he wanted me.
Home.
Yes, he wanted me to quit my job and to stay at the house and
house?
Not do shit. Like, no. Like, that's controlling as fuck. But some men do want that. Some men want somebody who looks good, who's cool. Some men who want, like, a woman who ain't got shit going on, but they look good. They hold him down. They allow him to do whatever the fuck. They willing to do whatever the fuck. They cool with that. Because if they can have that wife that's going to be there and they can control everything they do and then they can go out and fuck on whoever and do whatever, they cool
home.
With that.
Yeah.
I feel like eventually they get tired of that shit.
But realistically.
Not if you marry her. Not if that's just like you having your girl and then going to fuck other bitches. Like, what are you getting tired of exactly?
Because she going to be at home.
She going to be at the house. Because where else is she
anywhere
going?
Because she can't make a move without you.
Yeah, where else is she going to go? She ain't got no money because she ain't got no job. All her money is your money. So she ain't going nowhere
even
because
if
now
she
decides
job,
to leave you.
Her money not like
she
yours.
Where she gonna go? She ain't got shit.
Yeah.
Like
she
that
might
shit.
Have a little regular job and she can't take the trips and get the drip and do the things that you're doing for her. Without you, she's stuck. She's back, you know.
Yeah, it can go
every
way.
Man
can't
handle
women
got
but
many
a real,
ways
a
to
real...
make money. So every man can't handle that. A woman can go out and have 5 different hustles. She look good, she bought her shit. And maybe it's not as easy for a man to go have 3, 4, 5 different hustles. And, you know, as a woman, in Atlanta especially, you can make money in so many different alleys. Every man can't even really handle that.
They can't.
So, they might not even want you to be that girl. Like, stay at home. Like,
but, and a lot of men who have other things going on besides, like, okay, say for instance, they're an athlete, but they have 2 or 3 businesses. They're not going to want... I personally feel like that they're not gonna want that girl that ain't got nothing going on because shit, he got these businesses. So I think a man who really on his shit, a real man, he is gonna want a woman that's on the same shit that he's on, and that's making money and building with each other, not just take it.
Yeah, I like a chick that, especially like we kind of involved in the same line of work. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I like somebody that I can goddamn build off of. Like, if I'm talking to a chick,
y'all compliment each other.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if we, like, say she want to do podcasts too, like, shit, you know, I do my shit weekly, so shit, give me some ideas. Give me something to talk about. How can I factor you into what I'm already doing? Mm-hmm. I like shit like that. Shit, yeah. Like, you want to goddamn...
I feel like that's how it should be, for real.
It definitely should be.
It's so different now. Like, back in the day, like, my mom and dad, like, my dad was a provider. Like, my mom told me my dad used to give her the whole check, and she'd take care of the bills. Mm-hmm. And, what you know, whatever's left, that's what they do. But now, it's kind of different when you have entrepreneurs and you have businesses and social media. It's not as black and white as we both working and we both kind of, I don't know.
There's a lot more opportunities now. So yeah, it ain't no excuse so why the woman...
But also, women have also built this image of, I see all these other women that are being taken care of and goddamn just babies.
It ain't
and
black and white, though. Shit.
It is not black and white.
A lot of women want that lifestyle where they don't gotta do shit.
They can definitely find it. If a woman wants to live her life like that, go ahead. Because there's men out there that want that.
Are they gonna
live in that lifestyle and still do shit?
Yeah.
Like the Jada.
Yeah. You probably don't sit
behind the clothes.
Niggas with money like bitches with money. They gonna buy everything
for
you.
They
gonna still spoil you.
Niggas with money like bitches with money too. Like, they gonna pay for everything, but come with something.
Because, like I said before, all the women in the world are competing with the same 20%, top 20% of niggas. So if you ain't got shit going on, but you still want a nigga that's in that top percentile, it's a bitch that got a lot of shit going on that want the same nigga. Mm-hmm. Why would he choose you?
Exactly.
I was going to say that too. The percentage of women
who look good and got something going for themselves, they're going to succeed with those niggas that these bum bitches want more than them. Like, the bitches that's going out and just getting their body done just because they want that attention from that nigga to get him to take care of her, she not really gonna win as much as the woman who does have her body done because, you know, maybe she just has some kids and she want to get her shit right. But now she got this business and this business. Also, she works here and here, and she's a mom, and she does this, and she does that. She got her own car. She pay her own bills.
You can brag about your bitch.
Yes.
Like, you
know, I personally feel like those women are gonna succeed more with those type of niggas.
The elite level of niggas. I feel it.
I have a quick question. All right, so relationships, I guess, throughout time, when you're in a relationship, do you guys like collect, maybe it's a woman thing, no, like an article of clothing from them?
Like over time, what do you mean, like hoodies? She be stealing hoodies.
Like a hoodie or a t-shirt. Or some shorts, something that belongs to your nigga.
I want them.
You just have it around. Like, no.
So you collect. So you got hoodies from old relationships.
Like hoodies from old relationships.
How does a nigga you with now feel about that shit? Like, who hoodie is this?
So that was my question. My question is it acceptable for your girl to wear another nigga's short basketball shorts or something around the house while you're there?
I'm knowing of it. I don't know.
No.
She got basketball shorts. They buy basketball shorts.
Like, but you saying just in general, though. Like, I don't have to know or I do know.
No, in general.
Like, you don't have to
know. Who you know from goddamn East Point Poly Prep?
Yeah, my answer is no. It's not.
It's not acceptable?
Yeah, I'm going to fuck with
that. So, like, say your ex, you got to... Like, say I was in a relationship for, like, 5 years. So, over time...
You dated Meek 5 years ago, and you get with me. Are you still wearing Meek shorts?
Maybe I was just lounging around the house. I just threw some shorts on. Not because they're
Why do you still have these shorts?
They're comfortable.
Because they were his, and they was comfortable. I had them on, and then they just so happened to just be in my clothes that I... You know, it's just... Not that I'm personally keeping it. Oh, my God, this is my nigga that I'm going to worship.
Yeah. No, I had some boxes.
It's not attachment.
It's just... I feel what you're saying, but
it's just like, I got my...
Fuck is you, Thanos? You collect the nigga shit?
No, like, for instance, I have a pair. Like, I have... My ex, he was small. And but he was tall, but he was skinny. He was skinny, but he was tall.
He was a petite.
So, like, I could fit all his shirts and his basketball shorts. So, like, I still have, like... I have, like, his college t-shirt or something because I could fit it and it's comfortable. Or I have, like, a couple of his basketball shorts or something like that. And I just, you know, I would wear it just because I'm just putting something on.
It don't have any sentimental value.
It doesn't
value.
Have no sentimental value, but my question is that wrong? I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Is that wrong for me to wear it? I wouldn't, but I
it depends. It depends on how exclusive the shit is. Like, if it's some nigga high school shit, then, yeah, I'm like, especially, like, it reaches another level when this is, like, a popular nigga. Like, if you pull up with Julio Jones... Alabama shorts from when he was in college. It's like, how the fuck you get those?
True.
Would that be, so that's a problem?
Yeah, it's a problem.
Why?
I think it...
Because, why do you have this shit?
It's just shorts.
We looking at it like, yeah, you, it might, like, to y'all, but a nigga like, bro, why
that's
you got
why
this?
That's why I'm asking.
You might have,
so why does that, what makes y'all feel some type of way?
Because we don't know. We don't know why you still have this shit.
Did you guys see?
Because we don't even keep, all our old shit.
True.
And if we do keep it.
But did you see Meek Mill's last post about, damn, if I buy this girl a bus down and we go our separate ways, I got to look up and see her blinging in another nigga face?
Yeah.
So... Exactly. It's more than clothes, same of course, shit. When you're thinking about watches and bags.
Damn, if I get you a BBL,
but
and you got their breakup with me,
you gonna take it back?
I took that L, but
give
like, I'm gonna be
back. Yeah. What Dirk said? Give them titties back, bitch. Give them titties back.
Nah,
but
you
just I just want to know.
Get that hoop back.
That's why you let your girl make her own money and shit.
But I just want to know.
Most of us already come with the BBL.
Hold on,
sometimes,
and that's on period. But I don't have one. But.
Yet,
I want. I don't want one. I just want to know what
now.
Is the issue. I don't.
Because you wearing another nigga, like, I like.
Cause y'all jealous.
Yes.
Yes, but like, why you got doing shit on around me? Like, why are you? What? Like, if you done with him, what? Why do you still have it in your fucking closet?
It's
like,
just clothes. It's comfortable.
It's not, just
it's not sentimental. It's
but
just.
But if it's just clothes, I'll buy you another. I'll replace it.
Okay.
Right, we'll
I just wanted to see if it was an issue.
We're burn
I mean, it ain't
so,
a, I would think Puerto Rican a major issue,
yeah,
but it
fair.
Is an issue.
Yeah, so I personally wouldn't wear it, right? But I, like, say I'm getting out
how
the
shower. How many pairs of shorts you got? 5 pairs of shorts? Boom, we're going to burn all that nigga shit. I'm going to buy you 5 new pairs of shorts.
Yes.
Now, if you trip over that, now we got an issue.
Yeah, if you trip.
That's just like somebody said, bitch, if your ex die and you cry, I'm breaking up with you. What?
Yeah, you better not fucking cry.
Like, what type of shit is that?
Why are you crying? What emotion you
don't
got?
Wear the shit,
what emotion you
y'all,
got for that nigga?
Men have to understand that just because somebody's an ex doesn't mean that y'all aren't friends.
If that's,
or that
no,
y'all still
fuck
don't,
that. If that's your ex.
Y'all don't have a, like, friends. Like, every ex.
If that's your ex, be
end,
the reason he be the reason he died.
You don't have to
be
always,
the reason he died. Let's kill him. Let's pause
you don't have to always end a relationship on bad terms. Y'all can just agree
yeah.
to not be together and just be friends. And
I'm your friend.
I got an ex I'm cool with. We can be cordial as fuck.
Yeah,
I can walk in the club with my
but you're also
nigga.
Single.
We both like, what's up? And we cool.
But if your new nigga wanted to rob him, would you stop him?
I ain't
that's shiesty
though.
Like,
I'm happy for it. If I walked in the club, my ex was with a nigga, I'd be like, what's up? Gave her a hug, keep it moving.
Yeah, like,
I
have exes
Skittles,
like
would you help your new nigga rob your old nigga?
No.
Because
my nigga gonna have a bag. What he got to
yeah,
rob a nigga
like,
for?
Why we being shy?
We got a...
New nigga got... New nigga
we got...
Got
a
new nigga got
money.
Got
a new nigga.
We're not talking about
my
all the time. We just, we're talking about setting an example. We're talking about making an example out of this nigga. If you don't love that nigga, no, shoot him. Shoot him in the head.
Oh, my God.
What? Shoot him in the head? Come here. What? That's manslaughter.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, new nigga.
Murder
wants
one.
To know.
Murder one.
If my new nigga
murder
is that
one.
Nigga, he ain't think about robbing murder nobody. One.
Man, fuck that.
He ain't laughing because he know he better than your
right.
old nigga anyway.
Exactly.
Like,
fuck that.
That's like
if
I was my new nigga and then I see his ex bitch, I already know. Like,
I'm more pressure than this hoe.
Yeah,
I'm
like, big pressure. So I know I'm an upgrade, so I don't want him to speak to her so she can see me. The
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah.
She taller than
so,
you.
So that's cool because niggas like short bitches. Let me tell you something about fun size girls, okay? There's a reason why we get them tall niggas. They toss us every which way.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to see I'm 4'9", all that. The fuck?
Yeah.
Because even niggas know, like, they know.
So we talking about exes and being jealous and shit like that. So we know Mother's Day is around the corner. Do you think it's acceptable for a baby father to give his baby mama a Mother's Day gift?
Depends on what
if he's in a relationship.
Depends on what it is.
Yes. And what the fuck does it matter what it is?
But I think it does matter. What, you gonna get her a Birkin for what?
If he's getting her a Birkin, then she, I better already have
she
a
better
Birkin.
She better have two Birkins.
Yeah, like, that's no, right. Would, yeah, I better have two.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, but my
you gonna get
bitch
a
gonna have that Birkin.
Yeah, yeah, and that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
if I got an Aldo bag and your bitch, people do you getting the bitch Birkins,
yeah,
then
fucked up.
I'm looking stupid.
I don't think it's wrong. I think like, he should, I mean,
so you think he should give her a gift?
Yes,
if that's the mother of his child.
Yeah.
If
I feel like it's nothing wrong with
him. If he a good nigga, then him and his baby mother have a good relationship anyways.
Yeah. But what if they so, don't have a good relationship?
And he's trying to get
well, she not getting no fucking Birkin.
Yeah.
Why would he want to give her a Birkin?
Okay, so what if they don't have a... So you'll be fine on Father's Day if your baby mama got her nigga, I mean her baby daddy, a gift for Father's Day.
Well, first of all, the nigga you with barely get a gift on Father's Day. So if you getting your ex nigga a gift on Father's Day, what the fuck going on? What do
what
niggas get? What do niggas get on Father's Day?
What if you're not a father?
I'm gonna make me a father.
You
fuck
gotta
you
be
about the skin in you.
Yeah.
Just, okay.
Yeah, be fair.
niggas already barely get Father's Day gifts.
So do you think if I'm dating you and you have kids and it's Father's Day, do you think I should get you something or you think your baby mother should get you something?
That's both. Good
question.
Both.
I think out of common courtesy, you would probably.
But niggas barely get Father's Day gifts anyway.
I don't know if I've dated guys with
kids.
Are you
a father? How you
know?
I
would get you a gift.
I always
get
my daddy
something for Father's
Day.
I'm gonna congratulate you like you a good dad. I'm gonna just pipe you up.
Cass, what you get your daddy for Father's Day?
Baby mother should get you something. Sure. Not me. Unless you like married or something.
What y'all get y'all dad for Father's Day?
I got my daddy something for Father's Day. I gave him something for Father's Day.
What'd
I sent flowers.
What you get?
And
I always
arrangement.
Got
a watch.
Yeah. Mother's Day. Give him
what type of watch? It was.
It was a Cowboys watch.
Cowboy.
I was a Dallas Cowboys fan. Oh.
I said edible arrangement.
I always do something
gift.
To show my sister
he ate
money.
Them shit,
my sister gets
he ate
them
shit. My dad, man, he needed a piece of fruit.
Liquor, something.
Mama get a trip to the goddamn Turks and Caicos.
Okay, well,
get a watch.
My dad's easy. So we be like, I don't want nothing.
Right.
Well, so it's like, okay, well, and
okay.
I don't.
Niggas
my dad,
women,
women,
women
do go through
so,
more though. Women go through more. So.
Younger, but
get your dad
man,
something
got
for real.
Generation like our dads are
men,
right?
Out of common, you just don't get
yeah.
like this something.
For sure.
I don't think nothing wrong with it. I really don't. Like if the nigga wants to.
I mean, what if you don't fuck with her though?
If you don't fuck with her, she not getting shit.
Yeah, but why? Mm-hmm.
But why don't y'all fuck with? Yeah.
Who? What does it matter?
True.
I mean, some
well,
women are just ain't
her.
Shit. Some women are scandalous. Some women just ain't shit. Like a lot of women use their kids as like pawns in
yeah
in the damn relationship.
Sometimes
or whatever
it's a red flag, but sometimes it's deeper than just black and white.
I feel like that's something you have to talk about with your partner that you would like. Right.
So they
I'm
understand.
I'm gonna give my baby mother something. You know, she's there. She. You know, it's just, she always
what if
up
he
for
wants
child.
To take her on a date? Y'all going for that? Like,
no.
Y'all together and he's like, let me take my baby's mother out for Mother's Day.
No,
that's
y'all not
cool.
going.
Y'all,
like,
y'all
going not
for that?
Going out.
Skittles.
I'm not going for that shit.
We
I ain't going
out.
That either, but.
The nigga even tries to head that cup. Like, my face is fresh. I'm like.
I'm not there for
you. Exactly. Me
to come to
it.
Shit. I'm stepmama.
You don't even
have to talk to me.
I'm looking at you like, what the fuck? With you,
I wouldn't even
yeah,
think to do that. Like, yo,
you?
I'm about to, babe. Can I take my, you know, my baby mama?
But look at you,
I
so
even
stupid.
Come to her with that. Like,
exactly.
Don't even
say that.
You ain't going.
You
on
choose
date.
Violence. Like,
yeah. you ain't going
yeah,
on no date with nobody.
Whoever nigga do that, and
chose
he know
violence.
What his baby mama, he know what his girl gonna say. He set himself up. I don't even know why he asked his girl that. Like,
I mean, I think it's like the same thing. If he be like, hey, my baby mama, she wants to go to Disney with our son. Or with our daughter.
Yeah, what about that?
Let
they
want
to plan a Disney
we
trip.
We finna take
I'm
our
coming.
We finna take our daughter to
yeah, got, yeah.
Yeah, I could bring
we're,
her.
We're like, co-parenting, so we gonna go.
Bring
but
yeah.
We
and
don't
we'll have matching shirts.
Nah, but we don't want you to be there, though, because
you.
We want to have our... We
oh, no, that's some shiesty shit going on.
No, I can't do that.
I wouldn't
shiesty
shit going on.
Me as a man, I would be like, yeah, no, I wouldn't. I'd tell her,
but they co-parenting.
No.
No.
They
try
to have that little co-parenting thing
going
on, bitch, and me and him gonna have our own room.
As a matter of fact, you go to Disney with
like
the kids and shit. I'm being universal.
Koda, that's like a girl telling you, "Oh, I'm going. My baby father, he's going to. I'm gonna take him to Disneyland. It's just me and him, but he don't want you to."
Bitch, I'll kill you
not
and
not he
Nikki.
Don't want you to come, but just be like,
they
oh,
no.
I just want it to be, I just want
kill
it to
you
be,
and
no,
Nikki. JoJo, no, I don't care if you're trying to go, no, what do you two need to go, like, no.
Heavy on that's the, dead. Is your baby mother dead or in jail, because it's hard. The baby mama shit is hard.
So the question is there a such thing as co-parenting?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Where did you hear about?
Okay. So there's a such thing as co-parenting. Yeah. You can be where did alone you hear about with your, you can be alone with your baby mama like and your baby father with your kids. You can do that. That's acceptable. If you're in a relationship, if you're in a relationship with somebody, but you have a baby with somebody else, and y'all want to go out and have family time, it's okay while being in a relationship. That's okay. That's co-parenting.
It depends on how much family time.
Where y'all going? Like, what are y'all
going to do? I don't know. I think
I've seen co-parenting. They about to take. They about to take.
Nah, because I think the current girl can go too.
Yeah,
the most I've seen is the guy might take the son like family time, but not with the not with the baby mama.
Because in my head, I'm thinking about why and what scenario am I saying? Why are you here to my girl? Because she's a part of this family too.
But do you think that's like confusing to the child though?
No,
it's my dad and my mom and me, and we out. But if then I real, go home with just my mom, and my dad goes home.
Stepmom and my real mom.
If it's temporary, like you bringing every new bitch around your kid, then yeah. It's confusing, but if you know, like, this is my girl, this is who's going to be around for the next, even if it's 3, 4, 5 years, like, is who I'm going to introduce my child to, so she's going to be around, like.
So y'all feel like it's not a problem if y'all do the things together?
Nope, not at all. We better do it together.
Because if you do it separately, I'm going to beat y'all ass.
Everybody got to be on the same accord.
Exactly. Yes. Communicate.
Yeah. It's easy when it ain't no more feelings involved. If one person is still got their heart attached, it's always going to be hard.
But it's hard, though. It's hard. I think it's hard. I feel like sometimes a woman, if he ain't shit, a woman's going to always have that little feeling about her baby daddy because he gave her something that somebody else couldn't give her. And I feel the same way with a man and his baby mama. Like, you know, that's my baby mama. I hate that bitch, but please don't kill her because she gave birth to my child. And so I feel like that shit is just so touchy because, say, for instance, somebody had a child with this woman, but he don't want to be with this woman. Now she bitter or vice versa. Or maybe she still love him or he still love her, but they don't want to be together. So it's always like that tension. That baby mama, baby daddy shit is just trash. That shit is just too tough.
Tell us about it.
That shit just too extra. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
I really wouldn't know.
I just go off of what I see.
Yeah, I'm just giving examples of shit. Baby.
Well, this is episode 61 of the Big Homie South. Skittles, we got this tradition here. Called the Yam Cam.
Okay.
Are you ready to be inducted?
What? Explain this.
Come over here. You got to stand over here.
Can I get the
hoop? Give her a hoop. What you got?
Right. I'm scared.
Because you be holding it for 3 hours.
I'm scared.
All right. So, Skittles.
Yes.
So just, ooh, that was close. No nip slips. So just put your booty right here.
She's so short.
Wow, this
what
is
you gonna plop it up?
This is kind of high.
Yeah, just sit on there. We've never had this problem before. You just boom. That is a lot. That's a lot of yamage. That is a lot of yamage. It do definitely do sit. JoJo, you got a better view. How does it look over there?
I'm the last
of
words.
Wow.
That's a lot of ass.
That's a lot of ass.
It's soft, too. It ain't no hard.
Touch it, JoJo. Touch it, JoJo.
No, you can grip it. Go ahead and grip it.
I'm about to say, JoJo, if you don't, I will.
That's not ass shots.
It's not.
No, that's why I said grip it.
Oh, what is this?
That's called a nice BBL right now.
Okay.
I always had ass, though, just for the record. You know, y'all want to throw my throwback picks up. Go ahead now. I bent it.
Well, yeah, so...
JoJo, are you okay? Mm-hmm. You fine?
Yeah.
Look at me. Wow, nigga, damn.
Yeah, it got some bounce back to
it. It do. It's heavy.
Wow, that's incredible. So, episode 61 of the Big Homie South. We got the homies in the building. Big Homie JoJo. Big Homie me. Big Homie Skittles. Big Homie Aaron. You want to hop back on it too? You've done it before. You want to do it again?
Oh, she did it before. Oh, I want to see some.
No, you know what? We never released the episode. So you got to do it again.
Lord.
We did. Oh, yeah.
A little tone.
Oh, yeah. She got some yams.
Oh, my God, y'all.
Look. Let JoJo.
But we got to listen to
JoJo.
Let me see.
first.
Oh yeah.
Not booty
boy.
She
said that.
This,
good BBL.
Yeah, good BBL. Well, yeah, that's episode 61 of the Big Homie's House. Big Homie's in the building. Big Homie Aaron, shout out to you. Shout out to Big Homie Skittle, Big Homie Meek. Of course, Big Homie JoJo. You know, appreciate y'all kicking and fucking with us today on the Big Homie's House. Episode 61, we out.